In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessedness is a state of being given by God. It is happiness, prosperity, peace, rest, joy. But we do well to remember that the kingdom of God is not of this world. And so that blessedness should not be seen in this world, and probably will not be seen, for it is in another place. To search for personal blessedness is common to all men. The world even says, find something that you enjoy and you'll never work a day in your life. We all want to be happy. But blessedness is hidden away in the heart and cannot be known except through faith. So at times the world, well, they can't see it, but at times even we fail to see it. Rejecting the idea that blessedness comes through faith alone, the wicked love the big cities, travel, adventure, the thrill of life, which in and of themselves are good gifts of God. But they love them to the detriment of responsibility, duty, and self-control. They think these things will make them happy. Having the latest and the greatest is their goal. Seeing this place or that place makes their life feel fulfilled. Now, they are exceptionally wicked because even though they know God's righteous decrees and what he wants for them, they throw up their hands and say, that's not a fit for me. And they encourage others down the path of immorality as well, to walk in their paths and ways instead of in God's, even going so far at times as to ridicule those who prize family, virginity, and stability. They have the reward. Adam first stood in the counsel of the wicked as he listened to the lies of the devil. He thought that he could make his life more happy than what it already was if he just took his life in his own control. You know the results. Nothing has changed today. Fleeting pleasures does not bring happiness, but loneliness, emotional instability, and worst of all, spiritual harm. The blessed man, however, delights in the law of God. That word law from Psalm 1 is not restrictive to the Ten Commandments. It's the word Torah. It is the whole counsel of God, so it includes both law and gospel. So the man, the blessed man, delights in both. His happiness is tied to the word of God, and he seeks to conform his entire life to that word. There is no other way to blessedness, and he knows it. It comes solely from the word of God. So he finds joy not only in what Christ has done for him, but in what God has tasked him to do in this life. He delights in both the law and in the gospel. God has given him something to believe as he waits and something to do as he waits for Christ to return. He is not idle, but he is busy. And so he lives outside of his wants, his desires, and his pleasures, and he lives in the Word of God, which is nothing more than to say he lives in his vocation. The man exercises self-control. Even in his emotions, he doesn't subdue his emotions, but he controls them, knowing full well that they can lead him away from God and can lead him into the counsel of the wicked, which their counsel, even in their best form, still boils down to the argument, if it feels good, do it, or if it's acceptable to society, do it. But not so the blessed. The word doesn't just fill his ears, but it fills his heart. He is not fearful, but he is joyful. He does not ignore his sinful flesh, but neither does he dwell on it. He lives in the grace of God, for God has made him a new creation, yet again by that word. God has renewed in him a right spirit, even as he has prayed time and time again. He is ready to carry out his vocation, whether he feels sluggish and lazy or eager and joyful, because he lives in that word that gave him that vocation. And he knows full well happiness does not come from self-fulfillment or self-actualization, but it comes from God and his word. And so he is constantly seeking to align his thoughts, his words, and his actions to that word of God. Daily contrition, daily repentance, so the old might die and the new man might emerge and arise to live before God. The word gives the tasks, but the word also gives the new heart to carry out the task to the praise and glory of God. The blessed man knows that the word of God is everything, so eagerly he listens, asks questions, and diligently studies, desiring more and more each day. It's not a laborious task or a box that he must check off for the day. But the blessed man knows that this word is his life. A life not only in the world to come, but he knows the word is his life today. So constant meditation, like a cow chewing its cud, again and again mulling over what God has said. Constant chirping like a bird, discussing with whomever will listen the great things that God has done for it and the great things that God has given to him, which we call his vocation. The man is unstoppable. He is strong, filled with the life of God, even as he is self-controlled. He is a man's man who is patient as God is patient, willing to endure insults without verbally or physically lashing out. For he knows his strength is not found in his own might or abilities, but it is found in the word of God. He knows his place, his responsibilities, and his duty to serve others, and he will carry that out faithfully regardless of what others might say. The world cannot tolerate a blessed man. They despise those men and women who are self-controlled and exercise restraint, because that only condemns them, while they praise those who find their own path and find their true identity. God sees. God is the one who planted the man in the tree, or planted the man like a tree by streams of water. That tree did not spring up naturally, but it was planted there by God, by the rivers of holy baptism. And so he flourishes like a palm tree in the courts of God. For elsewhere, Scripture says that it is from the throne of God and from the Lamb that that river flows. Never does he wither. Never are his fruits out of season, but it's always lush and green, always filled with abundant fruit, as he seeks to carry out the work that God has given to him. God cultivated him, God planted him, and God is the one who protects him. Since his birth, it was not in his nature to be so blessed. But God has made him what he is not, what he now is, that he may have life and have it more abundantly, even in its season. For our seasons are different, the vocations we have are different, and the age in which we live is different from those who have gone before us. Now is the time for us to care for this world and to care for one another. Many others have fought the fight and finished the race. Now is our time. And so a husband values his wife. He doesn't demean her or lord his power over her. A mother doesn't try to be like dad. A sibling doesn't try to be like his brother or sister. Each carry out the unique work that God has given. It is the ungodly who torture themselves with self-chosen works. But the blessed man lives in the works that God has chosen for him and delights in them. And so it is the wicked, the ungodly, that are gathered up like chaff and tossed in the unquenchable fire. All they do is worthless and worthy of the fire because they do not delight in the word of God, and apart from faith, no one can please God. To them he will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of evil. So as much as we love the way of the righteous, so much must we despise the way of the wicked. We must hate evil as much as we love what is good. So let us not take counsel among our wicked, sinful hearts and minds. But let us walk in the way of the Lord and enjoy the blessed happiness now and forever. And our hearts sigh, because we know we have not attained to such blessedness. But that is why this psalm starts off by saying, "Blessed is the man," instead of simply, "Blessed is the person." Yes, it applies to men and women equally, but first and foremost, it must apply to the man, Jesus Christ, who, as a 12-year-old boy, found no greater delight than in sitting in the temple, asking questions and discussing his Father's word with the teachers, who, when he was reviled, did not retaliate. When the sons of thunder asked for destruction, he exercised self-control, recognizing God's will and his duty to those fallen men. And so he is the tree of life planted on Calvary with a stream of blood and water flowing out of his side to give life to every nation. At the appointed time, at the appointed season, he won salvation for all. His righteousness will not wither. His forgiveness won for you will not fade away or die off. But he lives forever to give you this fruit in his holy supper. He does not go dormant during the harsh winter months of this world, but he flourishes even more as the world increases in difficulty, so that you might have his life and be blessed eternally. For blessedness is not something that you work on, but it's something that God gives to you through faith. It is an inner blessedness unseen by the world and very often unseen by us. So though they despise your good works and your flourishing, God sees. Filled with faith in Christ, the God-man, you are blessed today, tomorrow, and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.